Hello.
Hi, my name is Kay, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, ma'am.
And how may I assist you, please?
Yes, ma'am. I want to see about reopening a claim I have.
Okay, I'd be happy to help you with that. May I have your Social Security number, please?
417-39-33-40.
And your name, please?
Frank Bovary.
And your driver's license number?
It is 847-6195.
And your mother's maiden name?
Bovary.
And your date of birth?
12/8/1991.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you worked since the last time you filed an unemployment compensation claim?
No, ma'am.
And so what is the reason for a break in your claim?
I got locked up. I went to jail for 2 months, so I couldn't file no more.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
What does that mean?
It means you have worked for a company that went overseas and now you can apply for
Oh, no,
trade
ma'am.
adjustment assistance. So the other
No, ma'am.
question applies for that too. Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Is 334-595-9344 the best contact phone number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
So the system will verify information more than one time. So verify your date of birth again for me.
12/8/1991.
Okay. And your mother's maiden name?
Barbary.
Okay. And your driver's license, was it issued by the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was that license number again, please?
847-6195.
Okay, thank you. Are you white, black, or Asian?
White.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and what's your residential address?
19742, Highway 84, New Brighton, Alabama.
And the zip code?
36351.
And say that number on Highway 84 again for me.
19742.
Okay, thank you. Where you live and where you receive your mail, is it the same address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we have your address is 19742 Highway 84, New Brockton, Alabama 36351, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And on the last job that you worked, what was your job title?
A painter.
Okay. And is that the kind of work you're looking for?
Yes, ma'am. Which is righteously, they're gonna hire me back because I already
Okay.
talked to them. But I'm just waiting on them to call, and I just whenever they call, I'll go back. But they told me they were gonna hire me back. They didn't give me an exact date. I just put an application in last week up there. They told me to come put the application in, and that they would call me because
Okay.
we were lack of work.
Okay. So you're gonna continue to do your weekly certifications even when you start back to work, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you currently registered to attend school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am. He
Are
did
you,
not. He said he just called
he
me.
just call you? Are you a part of a
Yes, ma'am.
union hiring hall that helps you to find work?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I mean, it depends on the pay.
Well, we can't do a depend. It has to be 5, 10,
Okay,
15, or 20 miles or more.
about 20 miles, how about that?
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
20.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Currently working solely on a commission basis or have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Applied for or receiving a pension from an employee you worked
No.
for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Are you available for and seeking work in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
You indicated earlier that you have not worked since the last time you filed a claim for
Yes, ma'am.
unemployment compensation. Please verify your answer. No, I have not worked. Yes, I have worked.
No, I have not worked.
Okay, thank you. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April 1st of 2023 and March 31st of 2024?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am. Oh, you come at my employment?
Out of your check, your benefits check every
Oh.
week.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend
Yes,
direct
ma'am.
deposit. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or state debit card?
Direct deposit.
And it has to be a traditional bank. It cannot be Chime, PayPal, or Cash App. We want
Okay.
it to go to a checking or savings account.
Checkings, you say can't be times or
PayPal
okay.
or
I still got
Cash
one.
App.
Hold on. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And it can't be Chime, PayPal, or Cash App. So do
Yes,
you
ma'am.
have a traditional bank?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So may I have your routing number and your account number, please?
Yes, ma'am. Let me get it for you right now. It is 'kay, you ready? The account number is 2711366799.
Okay, and verify that one more time.
2711366799.
Okay, and the routing number, please.
0739-72181.
Okay. And verify that one more time for me.
0739-72181.
Okay. So say it says account or routing number has been blocked. So it's not going to accept that. Do you have
So then what I
something
need to do
else?
just
You can take the state card, and then if you open or get this cleared up, you can call the inquiry department and give them your banking information.
okay, let me see. How about so it basically can't be a prepaid bank, right?
It cannot be.
Okay, I guess I'll just take the card.
Okay.
How do I figure out why it's blocked?
You call your bank and find out.
Okay.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Do you certify that all your answers are true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm still here. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following street addresses in Enterprise have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1010 Highway 167, 1500 Shellfield Road, 201 Daleville Avenue, 404 Copenville Road, none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this property.
Did you say the Shellfield 1500? Is it apartment 625?
It doesn't give me the apartment number, just the street name and number.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Birmingham, Bessemer, Anniston, Daleville, none of the above.
Daleville.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1874 County Road 298, 1954 Calumet Parkway, 373 Hollybrook Drive, 805 7th Avenue. I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
Never been associated with any of them.
Okay. Which of the following streets have you never lived on or used as your address? Verna Circle, Coles Parkway West, 19742 Highway 84, New Brockton, McKinnon Street, all of the above.
The
Never
second one.
lived on, okay, Coles.
The second one.
Okay. In what county do you currently live? Dale, Pike, Coffee, Covington, none of the above.
Coffee.
Okay. Three statements are directed to you. The first statement, I hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Agree?
Yes, ma'am.
I certify on the penalty of perjury that I am the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of my knowledge. Agree?
Yes, ma'am.
I understand that it is my responsibility to read and familiarize myself with the contents of the Claimant Benefits Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. Agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must
Yes,
be
ma'am.
able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into their website, alabamaworks.alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the home page, or call 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certifications as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification next week between Sunday and Friday, no later than 5 p.m., the cutoff time on Friday. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet on our website under that same title. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning
Yes, ma'am.
January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. So, Mr. Barbary, did I say that right? Barbary.
Barbary.
Barbary. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
It's still important that you do those weekly certifications and you report 3 jobs that you've tried to find work with, even though you have a job promised to you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So we have a confirmation number for you. Ready for it?
Hang on just a second. Let me get a pen, piece of paper. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so your confirmation number is 498-036-305.
036-305.
That's correct. And your 4-digit PIN number that you're going to need to do your weekly certifications is 0999.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. You have a good day. Bye now.
Yes, ma'am. Too. Bye. Mm-hmm.